Welcome to another episode on PSD Experience, where we go beyond just hearing the word of the Lord, we learn to live it. I am your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo, and today I have an important topic to discuss with you. Today's title is what I called, Are You Living the Word or You Are Just Hearing It? Are you living the word or you are just hearing it? Let me start by asking this question this way. Are you truly living out the word of God? Or you are just hearing the word of God for hearing's sake? Are you truly living out God's word? Or you are just hearing it by hearing it's sake? Let us go into the scriptures. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 25. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 25. The Bible says, Therefore, everyone who hears this word of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet, it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. The scriptures reveals to us that hearing the word of the Lord is not just enough, but putting it to action is what brings results out of the word of God. It's not just about hearing, putting it to action, doing it. So I will ask you again, are you truly living out God's word? Are you truly living out God's word, or you are just hearing it? Let's pause a little to think about this question and this Bible verse we have read. You know, many of us listen to sermons, many believers, we listen to sermons. So many of us have very close to like 10, 20, 15 different sermons on our phones. We attend conferences, we read devotionals, and we even quote these scriptures. We quote them often, we know these scriptures. However, hearing all these things, hearing the scriptures, hearing sermon, going to conferences, listening to minister of God, is not just enough. Hearing is not just enough. Wisdom is found in doing. Hearing is not just enough. Hearing will not just be enough. True wisdom is found in doing what you have heard. So if you have heard, but you fail to do, you fail to practice, you fail to put into action what you have heard, then it is foolishness. True wisdom is found in doing. True wisdom is found in doing. Okay. Right about now, let me just switch a little and let us talk about something. The danger of hearing without doing. Truth be told, after you must have heard, after you have listened, and you fail to put into action whatsoever you have heard, whatsoever you have listened to, it has its own dangers. It has its own dangers. So what are the dangers of hearing without doing? What are the dangers of hearing the word of the Lord without doing them? What are the dangers of hearing God's words without doing them? Let us look at the scriptures. That is verse 26 of the same chapter we have read of Matthew chapter 7. Verse 26, the Bible says, now, okay, Jesus Christ speaking again, he said, but everyone who hears this word of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. Verse 24 and 25 made us realize that every man that listens to the word of God and puts it to action is a wise man, because he built his house on the rock. However, everyone that listened to the word of God and did not put them into practice, did not put them into action, is a foolish man, because such man is building his house on the sand. On the sand. That when rain comes, when storm comes, when trouble comes, when challenges come, that kind of house definitely will crumble, will fall. It will crumble, it will fall. So let us look at this scenario out of these two passages, about three verses now that we have read. 24, 25, and 26. We have two men, one that built his house on the rock and the one that built his house on the sand. Two men, two houses. Let us assume they even have the same pattern of house. Two men, two houses, and same storm came at the two of them. Same storm came against the two houses, but only one of the house stands. That is just it, because the one that built his house on the sand will definitely collapse when storm comes, but the one that built his house on the rock, a solid foundation, that house will stand even when the storm of life comes. That house will surely stand. So what is the difference between the house on the sand and the house on the rock? What is the difference? It is just the foundation. The foundation is the difference. And what makes the foundation the difference? It's because of hearing and practicing. Hearing and putting into action. One head, put it into action, that makes the solid, that makes the solid foundation. And the other one, head, and did not put it into practice, that makes the foundation on a sand, on a weak foundation. On a weak foundation. On the weak foundation. So today, many believers are spiritually informed. Many believers are spiritually informed, but practically unstable. They know the scripture, like I said, go to conferences, can quote the scripture from back to front, Genesis to Revelation. However, when it comes to practicalizing whatsoever they are quoting, they are very, very unstable. And when you are unstable in the place of practicalizing what you have read, what you have heard, then the foundation is becoming, the person is building on a weak foundation, on a sand. So today, like I said the other time, many believers are spiritually informed but practically unstable. We know what God says, but do we live by it? So many believers know what God says. So many Christians knows what God says. They know it. But the question is, do we live by it? I'm not counting myself out. Do we live by it? Do we live by what the Word of God says to us? When storm comes, because storms will come in many, in different style, in different version, in different formats. Storm will come. Financial struggle is a storm. Health issues is a storm. Relationship problem is a storm. Marital problem is a storm. Affliction is a storm. Tribulation is a storm. Sickness, illness is a storm. So when storm comes, do we stand firm on God's word, or do we crumble under pressure? Do we stand firm on God's word, or do we crumble under pressure? My question again to you is, what are you building on? Are you building on the rock, or you are building on the sand? Don't forget the difference, the foundation. And what makes the difference, what makes the foundation different? Hearing and doing, and hearing and not doing. Hearing and doing the word of the Lord is what makes our foundation solid. What makes our foundation solid, and hearing and not doing makes our foundation weak, rock and sand. So what are you building on as a Christian? What are you building on as a Christian? What are you building on as a Christian? So let me ask us again, in the context of life now. Do you forgive quickly as the Bible instructs? So many of us, we quote the scriptures. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. But you fail to forgive your brother. You fail to forgive your sister. You fail to forgive your brethren. And you are quoting the scriptures. That is not how the scripture works. That is not how the scripture works. So do you forgive quickly as the Bible instructs? Do you trust God's provision? Do you trust God? Do you trust in God's provision? Do you trust in God's provision, or do you live in constant worry? All of us, we used to quote, do not worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Do not be anxious about anything. Philippians chapter 4. We be quoting. But so many of us, we are living a life in worry, a worrisome life. We wake up worried. We are going worried at work, worried, sleeping, worried. And by the time the pastor just quote this scripture in the church, we'll be the first person to finish that scriptures. But we live a life of worry. We are only hearing the word of God. We are not living the word of the Lord. We are not acting upon the word of the Lord. when you are living in worry. So the question again is, do you trust in God's provision or do you live in constant worry? When challenges come, do you react in fear or respond in faith? For the Lord has not given us the spirit of fear. That is how we used to quote it. But when challenges comes our way, we are so fearful, so terrified, so fearful. And we quote the scriptures. We are not living out the word of the Lord. We are not putting the word of the Lord into action. We are only quoting it at knowledge. We are not practicalizing the word of the Lord. James chapter 1 verse 22 warns us. That particular verse warns us as a believer. He said, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Most times our ability to quote the scriptures makes us think we are doing the right thing. Makes us think we are on the path. We are aligned with God because we can quote the scriptures. Quoting the scripture is good. But whenever we quote the scripture and we are not able, we don't follow through with the actions that follow what we have quoted, then we are deceiving ourselves according to that James chapter 1 verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Let us be intentional in doing what the Bible says. Faith without action is like a house without a foundation. Faith without action is like a house without a foundation. It may look good on the outside. That house can look good on the outside. But when the storm eats it, I tell you, it won't last. It won't last. It won't last. So my brother and my sisters, daddies and mommy all over the world listening to me, how do we now live out the word of the Lord? How do we now live out the word of the Lord? So how do we now live out the word of the Lord? How do we move from just hearing to actually living the word? How do we move from just hearing to actually living the word? Let me quickly give us three steps to living the word of the Lord. Three steps. Number one, apply what you learned immediately. You read the scriptures, you went to a conference and they spoke, you heard the word of the Lord, act on it. Act on that word. Apply what you learn immediately. If God convicts you about something, act on it immediately. Don't delay it. Act on it immediately. Don't delay it. Act on it immediately. Stay accountable. Surround yourself with believers who challenge you to live out your faith. Stay accountable to believers who help you, who can help you to live out your faith. Not you surrounding yourself with people that don't believe in Jesus, that don't believe in prayer. And you think you'll be able to live out the word of the Lord? It's not possible. You are meant to fast to do something, and some people are discouraging, like, now you are fasting. Why are you fasting? God has already done this. When the Bible tells you that, like, by fasting and prayer, some of these things cannot be done without fasting and prayer. You know the scriptures, but because of the people that are discouraging you, you couldn't. You are not able to follow through with that scripture. You're not able to walk on it. You're not able to live out that scriptures. So stay accountable. Surround yourself with believers who challenge you to live out your faith. And number three, pray for strength to obey. Obedience is not easy. Living by the word isn't always easy and will not always be easy. It is the Holy Spirit that empowers us to obey. That is the Holy Spirit that gives us the strength to obey the word of the Lord. That gives us the strength to obey the word of the Lord. So let me conclude by saying this. The storms of life are guaranteed. Storms will always come. The storms of life are guaranteed. Storm will always come. The question is, will your foundation hold when the storm of life come against you? When the storm of life come against me, will my foundation hold? Don't just hear the word. Don't just read it alone. Leave it. Leave the word. Build on the rock, and no matter what comes, you will surely stand. But when you build on the sand, little breeze will just collapse the whole building, which makes all effort a wasted effort. It's my prayer that our effort will not be wasted in the name of the Lord Jesus. So here's my challenge to you today, my brother and my sisters, my daddy and mommy, my mommy all over the world. Take one truth from this episode that we have discussed today and act on it today. Whether it is faith, whether it is obedience, whether it is forgiveness, put it into practice. Put it into practice. Put it into practice. And the Lord will bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. If this episode has really blessed you, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to the PSD Experience so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay rooted, stay strong, and keep living the word. God bless you. I am your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo, PSD. God bless you.